Let's talk about what's happening in Syria. Rebels have seized control of most of the second largest city of Aleppo. What is your sense of what's happening on the ground? And do you think that Bashar al-Assad could fall?
Well, keep in mind that for many years, the Syrian government has been engaged in this civil war backed by three main players: Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah. All three of those players have been distracted and weakened by conflicts elsewhere. So it's no surprise that you see actors in Syria, including the rebels, try to take advantage of that. And that's exactly what they've done over the last several days. Now, this rebel offensive is led by a group that the United States has designated as a terrorist entity. So we have concerns, obviously, about that group. And we are consulting closely with players across the region to try to determine the best way forward, because what we would like to see is the full implementation of UN Security Council resolutions that could bring a measure of peace and stability to Syria and protection to civilians, including religious minorities. As far as the fate of Bashar al-Assad, people have been predicting that for a long time. I'm not going to make any predictions here. All I'm going to say is that we will stay deeply engaged in the days ahead.